To Immunize Wisely. Today is July 11th, 2020, and I'm your host, Ingrid Castle. I'm the Director of Vaccination Liberation, and our websites are vaccinetruth.com. The main website is short for Vaccination Liberation. It's vaclib.org. I do want to point out that I have another website, humbleweed.net. That's where I teach people about how to restore their health and hopefully avoid cancer. But we deal with a lot of people with cancer these days, so I give them tools for recovering their gut health and restoring their health. So anyway, I do want to mention that Sally Alcorti had an excellent guest about colon health. I have a whole blog on that. Pamela Jerry is a colon therapist. She's absolutely excellent. If you missed that show, I would encourage you to go to the archive of Vaccine Free America and listen to it. She is the expert on why we have so much illness today, and it totally can be connected to the blockage in our sewage system, backed up stuff. She said 7 out of 10 people have worms. Most people don't even realize it, and what do they feed on? They feed on the garbage that it should have been eliminated. Without much further ado, I do want to mention there is, before I listen to my guests, we have a chat room. Thank you, Mer Bailey. I've forgotten a couple times to mention it. It's Immunize Wisely with a Z, stylized here. So it's Immunize Wisely, WIZELY.chatandgo. That's chatandgo.com. So I'm going to be posting links there because my guest is very prolific these days in getting people up to speed on an extremely important topic. I'm excited to introduce her, but before I do that, it just keeps going on and on, the stuff that's going on. I just got this in my email. It said Michigan passes controversial bill to microchip humans voluntarily to protect their privacy. Wow. I mean, this is just, it just kind of goes on and on. How wild things are. I'm going to post a link to that because, what can I say? You wonder how far, this whole deep state agenda is going to go and how, when Americans are going to rise up and say enough is enough. So without much further ado, my guest is Peggy Hall. She is a health freedom advocate and has been an educator for 30 plus years with a background in both politics and health. She is the founder of the healthyamerican.org website, where she provides education, information, and inspiration to take action for truth and freedom, and specifically on these masking requirements that are popping up all over the country. In fact, we're running into ordinances being passed in cities in Idaho, and we're rather shocked because the whole legislative process is being bypassed. Anyway, she is the former director of teacher education at the University of California, Irvine Extension, and she is currently a college instructor Well, if she could, go to college these days, she's maybe furloughed too. She was the health and wellness expert for the ABC Radio Network and served as the national wellness expert for the Emmy nominated show America Now. And her mission is to help others understand how the government works, where it is broken, and how we can fix it, with her inspirational and good-humored videos airing on social media, YouTube, and on her website, thehealthyamerican.org. So, welcome to the show, Peggy. You have no idea how much I've been looking forward to this show because, just our brief conversations, I felt like we could talk forever because we have so many parallels in our advocacy. So thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Ingrid. You are the pioneer. I mean, you really have been on this road much longer than I have. My advocacy really has been in the realm of animal rescue for the last 20 plus years, as far as my passion outside of my livelihood. So I'm no stranger to barking up these trees of the evildoers and the lawmakers. I call them lawbreakers. Very horrible, horrible things that happen to animals at the hands of evildoers. And I'm not even talking about the hoarders. I'm talking about those in public office who mismanage funds, close the animal shelters, do not allow people to volunteer. So I'm no stranger from that end as to the ridiculous, petty tyrants that seek to control things that actually could be good for society. So I'm eager to dive into the conversation today.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I found myself overwhelmed with, the whole COVID scenario, happening right in the middle of me doing a huge move. After 20 and a half years, you can imagine, the accumulation, and you're moving and downsizing, and this was all happening while this pandemic or whatever was starting to soup up. And while we put a page up, I have to say that it was, just overwhelming me. I mean, there are plenty of people in our movement jumping on the bandwagon. What are we going to do? How are we going to wake people up in record time? With all this kind of stuff. And then you seem to pop out of the woodwork and on the whole masking issue. And oh man, we just all breathed a sigh of relief when we found you. It's like, oh my gosh, someone who is becoming the expert on this. But how did you get involved in the health freedom movement in general? I mean, the masking thing is huge for us, and we're all of a sudden hearing you and like, oh my gosh, this woman's awesome.
Oh, thank you, Ingrid. I lost my dad to what I call medical terrorism, and that was in 2005. And sadly, for the previous years, I wasn't really that aware of the body and how it worked and all of that. And my mom was. She was an ER nurse for her profession, and she did not care for doctors. She never wanted to go to a hospital. As a kid, we never went to doctors. She just kind of patched us up. So she knew that other side of medicine. And working in the ER, that suited her nature because these were people that needed to be patched up, that had car accidents and bullet wounds and burns and broken legs. And so that kind of medicine she was all about. She was not about medicine and treatments and putting people on this path to illness. What sometimes happens with people in the medical field, she's married to my dad and he had high blood pressure, so they put him on the high blood pressure medication, and then of course that caused him to have faulty thinking because you don't have any oxygen to the brain. And then before you know it, they're diagnosing him with Alzheimer's, even though he didn't have it. And then along the way, they want to put him on statins, which further damage the brain, the heart, the liver. And before you know it, my mom was very frustrated trying to navigate this. But when people are gripped with fear, it's hard to make decisions. And I believe that he did die of a heart attack at the age of 76, relatively early. But I believe it was because of the medical terrorism, the drugs, the interventions that he had. And that woke me up as to what is going on here. We should have dug deeper. We should have had more questions. We should have asked for alternative methods. I think my mom was a little intimidated, being that she was a nurse, an RN, and they just expected her to go along with the protocol. And it's just very awkward. And sometimes in hindsight, you're like, oh, God, I wish I hadn't have done that. So that woke me up. And I went from being a college educator, as you so kindly read in my bio, doing teacher training and professional development for teachers. But when this happened, I jumped in with both feet into learning about health, and I became certified as a weight and lifestyle management consultant, yoga instructor, personal trainer, nutritional therapist, all of the above. But it was basically about mental and emotional health as well as physical health because of the stress reduction and all of that. So just to give you the background. So for the last 20 years or so, my business has been all related to wellness retreats for women and, you know, breathing techniques and stress reduction and healthy eating and all of that. So it just set me up when all of this happened. I am hanging on to my current teaching position by a thread because it is all topsy-turvy and who knows how that's going to turn out in terms of, you know, teaching at a distance, which is just not really teaching in my book. But to answer your question, what happened with me is seeing this, I'll just call it a situation on the horizon. Mm-hmm. I have always had and I think most of us in this movement do, a very strong notion of right and wrong and self-responsibility. I had a show before this called PMO, Positive Mental Outlook, and it was all about be responsible for yourself. You're responsible for your feelings. You're responsible for your actions. Mm-hmm. You cannot control what other people do, think, say. Even if they tell you what they think, you don't even know if that's it. So it was all, I did sort of tongue-in-cheek, and I called it the Me First Movement, meaning you need to put yourself first, your own health first. Your own choices, desires, preferences, goals, and dreams matter. And when you take care of what's going on in your life, no one else has to take care of you. Now, obviously, that's a wide swath. There are those that do need our help, I understand. But I'm talking about fully functioning adults. And this is what bothers me the most about this, Ingrid, is that why would you want me to wear a mask to protect you? Like, you don't even know me. Why would you want me to be responsible for your health? So what happened is I was voicing all of these things to my friends and on Facebook and having arguments. And my family said, why don't you just make a video on YouTube? You know, people go on YouTube, they want to learn something. Mm-hmm. Facebook is more like a dive bar, like a beer brawl. You know, you get in and you wrestle it out a little bit. Yeah.
Right.
In a manner of speaking. And YouTube.
Just like Twitter. You know, yeah, Twitter's the same way. You just do little barbs every now and then.
Yeah. But YouTube to me seemed like a platform. And how I use YouTube is I would go there when I wanted to learn something. Like, how does the government work? I would put it in an internet search. Up would pop a video and I could watch it. I could figure out. So I thought this might be a better use of my time. So I made this video about how the state of emergency in California is completely unlawful because there is no emergency. There is no emergency based on the definition of an emergency in California law, in black and white. And I thought everybody knew this, and apparently they didn't. So I made that video, which went viral, and I immediately, people are asking me for links and research and data. So I thought, well, I better put up a website. In that, I am an entrepreneur and have had businesses. I was able to get that up and running pretty quickly. And the Healthy American is a business. It's an educational services business. And that's what we do. That's what I do. Provide educational videos, guidelines. I do not give legal advice. I do not give medical advice. I do not, you know, I'm not a doctor. But it's common sense information. And mainly with my background in politics and, you know, civics and all of that, help people understand what can I do. And I kind of did my bio a little bit tongue in cheek because you can't really fix the government. But what you can do is you, as you know, in your many years of working, there are things that can be done, and it is empowering to take action. My overriding goal is to help people step back from the brink of despair, which is what's going on right now, by design, I might add, as we'll get into later, but to let people know, like, I'm up here top deck waving my hand saying, hop on board, we're sailing in the right direction, all hands on deck. Because when this happened to me, I felt very alone, very isolated. Only my family understood. My friends, my colleagues thought I was crazy to speak out against, this should be a choice. There are going to be more harms than help. This is the wrong action. It's the wrong direction. There will be more deaths. There will be more despair. There will be more hardship. And I was excoriated for that. So luckily now, at thehealthyamerican.org, we're creating local groups where people can connect. There are many established groups like yours already that are just kind of, we're networking with, which is fantastic. And that's what I say, all hands on deck. Awareness, education, what can I do? How do I get plugged in? And then I help as much as I can with my videos with very much step-by-step how-to, which I liken to this, Ingrid. It's like, the ship is, you know, has some holes in the ship. Mm-hmm. We're just like scooping the water out to stay afloat, which is what a lot of my videos are. But we've got to pull this ship in and patch the holes. And that's where the legislative, you know, review comes in and other legal remedies, which are take time. You know, this is a multi-stage battle, and we are in the very, very beginning of it.
Right. I said at the very beginning of this pandemic, you know, demonstration, I said, you know, none of this could even happen if we understood the fallacy of the germ theory of disease and even knew the results of the National Institute of Health's microbiome project. I mean, most people don't even understand that they disproved the germ theory of disease with our tax dollars.
It's
just like, wow, how could this even happen? It's because, you know, the bulk of the Americans are basically ignorant, and this really proved it to me, because I said, well, luckily where I live, there's a minority of people masking, and that's, you know, always heartening to me. But it's surprising when I see people in health food stores, you know, and people where they're looking for organic food, yeah, and they're masking. And to me, well, you'd think they'd have a little more awareness, but apparently not. And I'm sure you found the same thing. I mean, I saw a video about Trader Joe's and them trying to kick out people that weren't masking. And wow, and the whole thing, I do find it's for people that are like me, you know, and understand it. There is an aspect, actually, of fear. When you talk about overcoming fear, there's an aspect of fear for people that are getting the whole, what we call a communist game or communitarianism, or, you know, you have to wear a mask for the betterment of the whole, you know, this whole cuckoo thinking. So I wanted to know how, I mean, you seem to just be, you just move forward, you're up and positive, you've obviously taken your own training to heart, and you have a lot of great hope, and people are gravitated to you because of your sunny disposition and clear educational videos that give everyone tools. So I think, so, you know, with that, you know, what are some of the issues you consider the most difficult that you're dealing with?
Well, it's interesting, Ingrid, because it really does go back to the mask. And I'm not fighting this battle because necessarily I want to shop at Trader Joe's without a mask. I mean, I never have put on a mask. I don't intend to. And if I do, it will be by my own choice. And I'm not really doing this because I want to go to the beach without being harassed. Although, you know, I do want to go to the beach. And those are fine and valid. And that's how we live, is a life of freedom. But I am doing this because I do know the end game. And the big thing that we're seeing right now is the manipulation of the individual's behavior. And that's, as you know, called conditioning. And you start out a little, it's just like training your body. You start out walking, you go a little bit longer, then you're like, oh, I can do this. And then you start jogging. So,
okay, hold on. That thought, we're coming up on a commercial break. You're listening to Peggy Hall of the Healthy American on RBN.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
To Immunize Wisely, I'm your host, Ingrid Castle, and my esteemed guest, Peggy Hall. So, yeah, we were just kind of talking about the, you know, just what it takes to, you know, have that resilience and overcoming these kind of what many of us consider difficult issues, you know, talking to friends and family that have bought this stuff hook, line, and sinker and trying to educate them when there's a wall. So you were in the middle of talking about that.
Yes, I think many people have experienced a split in some ways, either, you know, whichever side of the issue you are on, where you either agree not to talk about it with your friends and family, or they have fallen away, or you just have some type of split because it is so emotional. And I assume it's very similar to the vaccine issue. So as I say, you're a pioneer, but for many of us, we were not at the forefront of that because, you know, for myself, I'm an adult, I don't have kids, so I wasn't all that concerned. But boy, oh boy, this is exactly where this train is headed. And that is why I am so vocal about the masks, because it is the front line of defense. And if people say, and many, I'm actually shocked that many people that feel as we do, that they are an infringement, or not even an infringement, they are not something that should be imposed upon you. It's definitely a choice. Even these that believe that the situation may be overblown in terms of what this virus is, we're talking about the theory of germs, there's so much murky information in the minds of many. These very people still will put a mask on to run into Trader Joe's, and they'll say, well, it's just for a few minutes and I don't want to be hassled. These are the ones that I want to reach. The ones that are saying, how dare you, you're selfish, you're killing me without a mask, they can just go their merry way. The ones that I want to reach are the ones that are like, I didn't know I could go into a store without a mask. Tell me how to do it. I don't want to be oppressed like this, but I don't know what to do. These are the ones that I'm trying to reach through my videos. And I have some very simple step-by-step. For example, in the area where you live, you print out the health guidelines or orders, if they may be in your area, and you highlight the exemptions. You take that with you. If it's a new store, you might want to call the store in advance and say, I just am curious. And these are the magic words here. I'm just curious. What are your accommodations for those who can't wear a mask? And I leave it at that. And then usually they'll say, it makes them think, gosh, do we have accommodations? And then it puts them in power to say, well, if you stand 6 feet apart or walk one way down the aisle. So personally, I have not had a problem with any grocery store shopping, anything like that. But the other thing I do, you print the orders, you take them with you to the store. And rather than getting to any confrontation, you simply allow the clerk to read those orders out loud, the highlighted areas. And generally they will say, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't realize that. Go right ahead. This is not, you're not going to bat 1,000 with this effort. There are many people that have been escorted out, that have had the police called, that have stood their ground. I have not been in that situation so far. I do have a video called How to Shop Without a Mask. And I also have videos to educate businesses. This is something really concerning to me, Ingrid. The governments are using businesses as the long arm of the law. In other words, they're using the businesses to enforce these non-existent laws by intimidating and harassing the patrons. Whatever happened to the customer is always right. Now it is a combative situation. But what troubles me even more deeply than that is the fact that these businesses are not law enforcement. It is not up to them to enforce these orders or guidelines. Were they deputized? Do they have a law enforcement background? Are they being paid to enforce these non-existent laws? Where exactly is this going on? This is the most troubling aspect of this for me, because these businesses are being strong-armed and intimidated, much like mafia does and crime syndicates do. And they're being intimidated that their business will be closed and fined and all of that. But there is no regulation on the books for them to be fined or closed for not enforcing a mask. So this is where my work is focused right now, is to educate the businesses. Now, the big box, CVS and Walmart, and all, they're a lost cause. They are part of the cabal that is running the show. That's why they remained open. That's why you could go to CVS and you could go to Walmart and Costco. You know, if anything, they should have kept all the stores open, including the mom and pops, so that there would be fewer people in any given location. There would be less of a panic, frenzied atmosphere. You wouldn't need to stand in line outside the store if all the stores were open, and there would have been more products and services. So when I look at the facts and I look at the face of things, I know that this is not about a disease or a virus. It's about much more.
I agree. Okay. Eyes Wisely on RBN.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Welcome back. We're listening to Peggy Hall on Immunize Wisely. So, wow, I just find, you know, we're all kind of feeling a little bit of cognitive dissonance, you know, some of our freedom fighters here. And many people in the vaccine aware movement notice right away the analogy between the mask and herd immunity, just the whole concept that I have to, you know, the medicine I take won't work unless you take it too, you know? And this is like, my mask won't work unless you wear a mask too, you know? It's the same concept, you know?
Yes, and it's a ridiculous concept.
Well, of course it is. I mean, this is the whole thing. It's idiocy, so, you know?
Hey, I know, Ingrid. You go on a diet so I'll lose weight. I think it's perfect. Let's do it. I see a new video in my future.
Right. Right. You know, watching someone else, you know, get healthy will make me healthy.
That's right. That's right. And that is part of the mind manipulation. And when the brilliance of this this evil episode that we're going through is that they know that fear will cloud the thinking mind, because someone who may, if they were presented with these facts or information back in January, right after the holidays, they, you know, enjoyed some time off and were in a good mood and relaxed. And if you were to have said to someone in January, can you imagine a country, you know, a communist country, for example, where you were told that you were essential or not essential? Could you imagine if the government just told you not to go to work that day and you had to stay home? Could you imagine if you were told never to touch another person or to show your facial expressions? Could you imagine if you were going to be arrested by the police by trying to go into a grocery store to go shopping? I mean, they wouldn't believe it. They would say, that is a fairy tale. But once they introduce fear, all bets are off. And what better way to introduce fear than to have menacing figures surrounding us, the masked bandits? When I think of masks, it's very menacing and frightening, like a robber is going to come in or someone, an assailant. Who wears masks? I mean, gang members and evildoers. You know, even Zorro, he just had something over his eyes, not over his face. So these... this is very troubling to me with the visual, at least with the vaccines. You didn't know who was vaccinated or not. It wasn't out in the open so much. This division is one of the greatest tools of control, you know, divide and conquer. Another tool of control is confusion, which is why we are told in the beginning, don't wear a mask. Oh, those are only for healthcare workers. The mask is going to make you sick. Well, but now you should wear one. That is by design. It's not that they suddenly realized maybe they were mistaken or more news came out. It is exactly by design, because the confusion hijacks the thinking brain as the, you know, inner workings of the brain are trying to make sense of what was said and to reconcile it with what is said now and what they know. So on very many levels, the confusion, the division, the deception is it's like the vaccine awareness, only visible now. You know where other people stand just by the mask.
Exactly. And you know, there's a meme that's out there now that's showing how the mask is the first step to forcing everyone to get vaccinated, and then there'll be the chip, you know. So it's, you know, this whole order: mandatory masking, mandatory vaccines, and then we'll all be chipped. And I think that visual actually is frightening to a lot of people. You know, when they see that level of control that this first step is having in whole states. I mean, we have Boise, our capital, they just passed an ordinance for requiring masking. I mean, we're talking about ordinances here. Then we have McCall, Idaho, and then we have a couple other cities south, Ketchum, and I think someone in Blaine County. But Leslie Manoukian, who produced the movie The Greater Good, she's alarmed. She's like, I need all hands on deck out here. Yeah. You know, these people need to be educated. And some of the reasons for passing it was to assuage people that choose to mask their fear of people that don't mask. So they're catering to people's fear that choose to mask,
instead of educating them. And you know what I think is going to happen, Ingrid, is they're going to make the masking so onerous, so burdensome, so troubling and disturbing that people will be eagerly and willingly and giddily lining up to get the vaccine, to get this very virus that they were deathly afraid of breathing in, which we know that can't happen. But they will line up to get these poisons injected into their body, thinking that it is a health gesture, that it's a health behavior, that, oh, this is going to make me healthy by getting these vitamins injected into my body. The very same people that, you know, if they saw me coming without a mask, turned around and ran the other direction because they didn't want to be exposed to it, whatever it is. And as you and I know, this whole notion of catching a virus is very faulty and doesn't even have enough data to be a theory, let alone even a hypothesis. It's more like an idea, and a bad idea at that. But it's very visible. It's done by intent. And the fact that areas that I would consider, you know, like the Wild West, these, you know, Ketchum, Idaho, to me, that seems like the perfect oasis that I could escape to from California. But to hear that places like this are falling tells me this is an orchestrated event by the puppet masters. And the reason I know this, and I'm going to do a video on it, the very same language is being used as a blueprint in county after county. And the reason why, and from state to state, the reason why this is so notable is because, quick civics lesson, every state has its own government. It's based on the same pattern of government that we have, which is three branches of government: an executive branch, which would be the governor, a legislative branch, of course, making the laws, and then the judicial branch, which is the courts. So because each state has its own government, it has its own laws. And if I were to read the law in Washington, for example, I don't know, regarding driver's license, for let's say, or maybe owning a barbershop, if I were to read the language, it would be different than the language in California. There would be different sentences. The paragraphs would be of a different length. The number and the code of the regulations would be different. It might fall under a different category. If I compared it to Texas, it would have completely different regulations because each state is different. Each state is sovereign. But the fact that all of these health orders have the exact same, it's a blueprint, the exact same language, the exact same wording, it tells me that it came from a higher, and I don't mean higher, better, I mean the puppet masters.
Right.
And given that we are in the summer, where we are told typically that this is not a flu season, and that the flu season, as defined by the CDC, runs from roughly October, November to about April or May. And the reason I know that is because that is when they record the data, and they record it weekly. And they'll say week number one ending, you know, October 7th, and they'll have numbers. And then it will say week number two ending October 14th. That is how they compile their data. So I know that a flu season ends no later than May. Now we are in July. That's 2 months later. Why masks now? None of it makes sense. Well, none of it makes sense from start to finish. But if this doesn't wake people up to ask questions, I'm very concerned about not only their physical health, but their mental capacity.
Absolutely. You said it on, that's exactly right. Because the whole season is over in the summer. You're getting the vitamin D on your skin. You're outside. You're exercising. And there, you know, there was some, I don't have the story on this one, but it's alleged that there was a guy playing football with a mask and he dropped dead from a heart attack. Well, he's not getting the oxygen he needs. I mean, there are people actually dying as a result of masking. There's more people dying. There's no proof that anyone has actually died of COVID. You realize that there's no proof that they've died from, with, you know, maybe some association, you know, but with other cofactors, but certainly not, you know, solely from this alleged, you know, cold or flu virus. They may have gotten really sick, but, you know, to die specifically only because of this scary virus is really cuckoo. It's cuckoo.
It is cuckoo. And I want to dive in, if I can, with
please,
my most important point, which is this. Even if this were on the line, along the lines of the bubonic plague, even if you looked outside and you saw people dropping dead left and right, if half of your family was wiped out, if you know, the stores were shuttered and people were just dropping dead, even if that happened, in my view of freedom and liberty, you still don't shut down anything. You still don't even isolate or quarantine. I look at it as a forest fire. And we know that these forest fires are often left to burn because that is part of what needs to be done. It is a natural cycle of life. And other birth and you know, seeds are, exposed, and forests can come back stronger and better after this type of calamity. I personally believe it is a choice. If someone wants to stay home because they are afraid of shopping, they should stay home. They're the ones that should order the boxes to be delivered at their homes. They should be the ones not going to the doctor if they are afraid of catching something. In my view, regardless of the number of people, even if there were 10 million people that died of this illness, I still say let life continue as is. That's true freedom and liberty.
Right. And I totally agree. I mean, to me, we are born sovereign. We're born healthy. And, you know, if we do get sick, there's a lesson to be learned. You know, I mean, what are your thoughts? How are you taking care of your physical being? You know, I mean, are you eating for emotional comfort? Are you taking care of it? You know, just doing the basic maintenance that a physical body is required to have. You know, basic exercise. Just the basics, hydration. You know, there's a lot of people that are extremely dehydrated. It's as the previous guest on the show on Vaccine Free America, you know, was talking about how she sees people that just has plugged up sewage system. You know, she's a colon therapist. And that's what I've seen, that same kind of thing, you know, just real basic stuff. So sickness is not a mystery. It really isn't. It's not going to, you know, people, I think it's actually... I've said this before, and I'm sure you probably thought of it too, but if we're going to be mature human beings, we're not going to blame something outside of ourselves as causing us to be ill. You know, we take personal responsibility for whatever happens in our life. That's part of growing up.
Absolutely. And I want to take that a step further, Ingrid, and, you know, I have a right to get sick if I want to. How come I have been deprived of being exposed to these germs? Maybe I want to have germs. Maybe I want to build my immune system in an acquired immunity way. You know, maybe I wanted to be in bed for 2 weeks and not have to do the laundry and be sick. Maybe I like to get a seasonal flu to clear things out. How come no one's talking about that? You know, being sick is not a crime, although they're trying to make it a crime. And right. They will make it a crime. We are going to be attempted murderers now. We are arrested for attempted murder if we don't wear a mask or get vaccinated, because we are killing people. This is the narrative. And I am shouting from the mountaintops, as you have been for years, that it is a false narrative. My behavior does not impact anyone else's. And even if it did, this is where I'm going to stand. Even if it did, even if I was infectious, I still have the right to infect other people. You know, it's your own personal choice. In terms of they can stay home, they can stay away from me, that is true freedom. And the fact that they chose this invisible enemy to focus on to make the war against this enemy, again, is kind of a crafty way to do so, because there is no way. How do you even, let's say this, I did a video on the testing. And they're saying that there are false positives. How do they know they're even false positives? Mm-hmm. How do they even know that it's a false positive rather than a positive? I mean, even that doesn't make sense to me now that I dig deeper. How do they know that a negative is a false negative? And there's no way that they do know. It is all a charade, and it is control and fear.
Because the test itself, people don't understand the PCR test. And they don't understand antibodies. They don't understand basic microbiology. So, I was, you know, even pointing this out to a Yahoo group that we have, Vaccination Liberation at Yahoo Groups. Anyway, I've had this Yahoo group for 20 years, and people, you know, defer to the medical profession as being the experts. And most doctors refer to antibodies as something that you need to, you're exposed, your body creates these antibodies. So it's always this military model, the way we think of how our bodies work. And it's actually not true. That is actually the last line of defense is antibody production. You know, we have... in our immune system, part of that is, you know, our skin, our tonsils, our mucous membranes, all of these things, you know, if we have some kind of a toxin that we breathe in, our body naturally takes care of it and it flushes it out. Only when we are very, very weak from, you know, continuous assault, and that would start out with vaccinations, by the way, but if we are continually poisoned over and over again, you know, that shows that, you know, you are weaker, you know, if you start doing the antibody production. And they've shown over and over again in experiments that people have that have the highest antibody counts to a particular pathogen are the ones that are most susceptible.
That is so fascinating to me, Ingrid. And you mentioned that this whole notion of, you know, illness and wellness and as though it is a military operation. I have always been bothered by those. And again, everyone can choose their own approach. I'm just speaking for me. Those who have cancer, for example, or another disease, they're going to beat it. They're the warrior. And I think we need to love our way to health rather than fight it.
Exactly. We need to get, graduate beyond the military model. Anyway, please stay tuned. We have a commercial break.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Okay. Well, okay, we have Peggy Hall of the Healthy American on as our guest. And, you know, over the break, we were just brought up a little bit about the PCR test, and we have a lot of that stuff on, you know, this test is on our website at vaclib.org, and a lot of people don't understand how, you know, the whole false positive, false negative, what is this, and how accurate is this test, especially if you're putting something as invasive as this test is up your nose. How do we know they're not depositing something? So, before you answer that, I want to mention there's a great flyer on the republicbroadcasting.org website. It's a front and back called the Citizen Reporter, and it's designed to be a nationwide antidote to corporate news covering COVID-19 and other matters. And I thought he did a really good job. It's, you know, a lot of information crammed into a front and back flyer. So, I would encourage you to read that or at least print a few out and carry it in your purse, in your back pocket if you're guys, and, you know, hand it to anyone that, you know, counters, you know, you for not wearing a mask or, you know, standing up for freedom. So, but anyway, so Peggy, a lot to talk about here.
Let me follow up, Ingrid, because you talk about the test and the swab being, you know, inserted way up into your nose. And I've had many people, I just love hearing from the healthy Americans all across the country, emailing me and sharing struggles and success stories. And, you know, some of the struggles include this getting tested, and they've said it's very uncomfortable. They had a burning sensation. They had, you know, pain and after effects and all of that. So I made a video, which I thought, you know, it was kind of tongue in cheek, but we were told in California, again, it's not a law. They pretend it's a law, but it was a guideline that you should not sing in church. I mean, come on, this is getting more and more ridiculous, that by singing, you are killing people because your aerosol droplets are contaminated. So I thought, well, if it's so dangerous to that you can't sing because you might kill somebody, why not when you go to get a test, just sing on the cotton swab instead, right? Sing and hold the cotton swab out in front of you, sing, and then all of your bacteria and viruses will be captured that way. So hopefully they'll be doing the test in my recommended method.
I would absolutely refuse to be tested going up the nose and do that.
Yeah, never. I don't plan.
I said anything. I will cough, I will spit, but I'm not going to.
Absolutely. So, you know, it's just going to get to the point now. I think it's almost, well, you know, they're laughing at us behind our backs, and they're rubbing our noses in it, literally rubbing our noses in it. Next, they'll say you can't talk.
Right. Well, we're at the top of the hour. We have the second hour, so you're listening to Peggy Hall of the Healthy American. Stay tuned for the second hour. We'll take questions.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party
party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.